Hello, everyone. Thank you all for turning your dial to CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to our daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. I am your host, Taylor McClure. Yesterday marked the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty, and a number of community organizations in Broma, Sisqua, and community members came together in the form of a peaceful manifestation in Cownsville to take a stand against poverty. CIDI had the chance to speak with a couple of individuals who were involved and attended the event, including Rosalie Dupont, who is the coordinator for the Table d'Action contre l'Appauvrissement de l'Estrie, who highlights the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty, why people need to collectively come together to take a stand, and an activity they have launched to make people aware of the realities of those living in poverty in Estrie, or the Eastern Townships. Rosalie, I wanted to thank you so much for reaching out to CIDI about the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty. I really appreciate you reaching out to us.
You're really welcome, actually. I thank you for paying attention to this.
So, Rosalie, as I mentioned, we are here today to highlight the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty. And you are a part of the Table d'Action contre l'Appauvrissement de l'Estrie. And so I was just wondering if you could please start off by perhaps telling us about your concentration table or your group for our listeners.
Yes. So the Table d'Action contre l'Appauvrissement de l'Estrie, or TACA for short, is a community organization that's been active in the Eastern Township for over 30 years. And we actually, our work is to regroup a bunch of community organizations that have really varied missions across the entire Eastern Township. So let's say we've got groups that are fighting for the rights of elderly people, or who are distributing food, or acting in the area of the lodging crisis, for an example. So we regroup all of these people together, and our job is to do sensibilization and political action when it comes to the fight against poverty.
Yes, because of course the housing crisis and everything, these are all issues that contribute to that cycle, right? So it's so these groups are all relevant to the conversation.
Yes, absolutely. You can fight against poverty in many, many ways. One of them is obviously to work in directly on the income that people are having. So let's say some of our struggles for a minimum wage that would actually allow people to get out of poverty, or all of our social programs that provide income for various people. Mm-hmm. That's one way to look at it, but every other area can also be worked on. So we work in, you know, transportation. We fight for people to actually have access to transportation across the entire area here. Lodging is a main thing, education, healthcare. That's all other ways of fighting against poverty that we actually work on.
Yes. And perhaps you'd like to highlight the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty a little bit more for our listeners. So I actually spoke with one of the groups who I believe is a member of your concentration table, Action Plus Broma Sisqua. And yes, I spoke with them a few weeks ago, and they briefly highlighted the day a little bit for me and the activities that they were doing. But I was wondering if you wanted to provide more detail about what this day is all about. Before I spoke with Action Plus Broma Sisqua, I actually didn't even know that there was even a day to even stand up to poverty that even existed. So I didn't know if you wanted to highlight this a little bit more for our listeners and what this day is all about.
Yeah, so it's an international day, right? So there's people all across the world that are not celebrating. I wouldn't use the word celebrate. So that are underlining, talking about poverty today. It's one day where we take the time to sit down with people that are living in poverty and to actually act on it and to make sure that poverty gets talked about. Because it's usually something that we don't hear about much, a little bit more lately with all the crisis going on, inflation and everything. But usually poverty is not really like a sexy subject, so we don't hear about it as much as we should, even though like there's still 1 out of 10 Quebecers that are living under the poverty line right now as we speak. So it affects a lot of people, and we don't talk about it enough. So the October 17th every year is kind of one day where we try to get, you know, the word out, and we try to make poverty more visible.
Well, that's a great leeway into my next question. You were mentioning how 1 in 10 Quebecers are dealing with poverty right now. My next question for you was, why do people in the Eastern Townships need to collectively come together at this time and take a stand against poverty? You know, maybe you'd like to highlight what is happening in Eastern Townships right now in terms of poverty that people should know about.
Yeah, absolutely. we've been at that number, you know, the 1 out of 10. It's a huge number. It's a lot of people that are living under the poverty line. And we've been at that number for a really long time. Like, it's not moving. We're not making any progress. And we don't have the numbers for this year yet, but we're expecting that number to actually go up because of the housing crisis, because of inflation, because the lower paid workers are not having raises as much as everybody else is. The inequalities are actually climbing right now, and that's really worrying because we've been working on eradicating poverty for decades, and it is something that could be done, and yet we're not moving on it. We are still having the same rates of poverty, and our government don't seem to take action or not enough strong actions against it. So that's why, yeah, it's really important for us today to actually get to talk about this.
Now, what is the Table d'Action contre l'appauvrissement de l'Est doing to address poverty in the region? Perhaps you'd like to highlight some of your activities or projects. For example, I know that you recently launched a Kahoot, which is an interactive online questionnaire in the context of the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty. Perhaps you'd like to highlight this for our listeners and what your goal is with this activity.
Yeah, so there are plenty of activities organized today throughout the area here. There's something in Magog tonight, but also we decided to launch a Kahoot to try to reach as many people as we can. So we sent it to many local medias. We sent it to all of our people that were elected, either on the federal, provincial, or municipal level, so they've all received it. What we're really trying to do with that Kahoot is to try to get the people to answer the questions and realize how much poverty is affecting our region. It's all numbers. We've tried to go with really local numbers, so we really talk about what's going on here in the Eastern Township. And, you know, people don't hear about it enough. And so we tried to, like, you know, get a little punchline with some, you know, good statistics and did you know kind of questions to try to make them realize that there's a lot of stuff that they probably don't even know, even though they're political leaders. They probably have no idea about this. So it's both for our politically elected people and for the general population to actually learn a little bit more about them.
Okay, wow. So it's just like an interactive, you're kind of just informing people through this interactive, basically, about what's happening here in the area to keep people in the loop.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's the thing. There's also a lot of, you know, people have ideas about people that are living under the poverty, and it's usually wrong ideas. And it actually, you know, it slows down the progress. We need to be acting up on it. And the first step to do that is actually to get people to recognize that there's an issue and to sensibilize people about that issue. So that's kind of like the first step into trying to then mobilize people to try to, you know, put a little bit of pressure on our government.
And how long do people have to be able to participate in this Kahoot exactly?
Yeah, so we leave it up online for an entire month. And yeah, so for sure, like, the more people answer, and then we will be able to see which questions were the easiest ones, where people went wrong, what questions were, you know, more likely for people to actually get the answer right. And then we will be using those stats as well later on to do a little bit of a, you know, sensibilization campaign kind of thing.
Yeah, so it kind of helps you figure out where what areas you need to work on in terms of raising awareness about this and where you need to work as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's it's going to be on our website for an entire month.
Perfect. Well, I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Rosalie, about this day, about the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty, or about the concentration table or its activities that you think would be important for people to be aware of or to look forward to in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's definitely, you know, to keep an eye up on our website. You know, October 17th, this day is really important, but we do fight against poverty all throughout the year. There's a few things that are coming up. When we look at politics, this year is going to be a big year. We're expecting an action plan from the government. They're supposed to release it. It's going to be the fourth one. We are not too positive about what the outcome's going to be, but it would be one way that we absolutely get to be, you know, for the government to be fighting against poverty. So that's going to be a big thing coming up. It should be made available in probably March. So there's that. That's going to be a big political moment for us where we really hope that the Czech government is going to come up with some really strong measures to stop the deterioration right now of the economic situation for people that are the most vulnerable.
Definitely. I've spoken to a number of organizations here at this end of the Eastern Townships and near the Council and Loughborough area, and they're all struggling with this. They're all over their heads with the needs right now.
It's awful. If we just, like, for one little example of what you can find in the Kahoot, if we just look at the housing crisis in Cowansville, where I am right now, the rise in the prices in the rents that are available today, as we speak, it's 44% higher than they were last year at the same date.
So they've almost doubled. The rent cost has almost doubled.
So that means that, like, so many people are going to be struggling. The ones that were already living under the poverty line are going to be, like, they're going to have it worse off than what they were. But there's also a lot of people that were just above that poverty line that are going to fall right underneath it.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Rosalie. I really appreciate all your time. And thank you very much for speaking out about this with us. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for taking the time.
I also had the chance to chat with Peter, who is an active citizen and member of Action Plus Bro Missisquoi, who speaks on his reasons for taking a stand against poverty and why we need to begin to put others first. Peter, thank you so much for sitting down with CIDI here today at the peaceful manifestation here for the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty. We really appreciate it.
Well, you said it all, eh? So, yeah, my name is Peter Bella. I'm a member of our community here in Cowansville in Farnham. And I am engaged in reducing poverty because it afflicts my health and it afflicts the health of many citizens.
Yes, that's what I was going to ask you. Why is this such a concern for you? Is this something that you're experiencing? Has it affected people in your life? Why are you coming together with all of these individuals here today to highlight this cause?
Well, because I really believe it is important that we act upon poverty, because poverty, like I said before, is a major factor, I would say, in mental health and in stress that our community is facing today. The rising cost of food, the rising cost of rent, and all that seems to be unreasonable and going I don't know where. And the results of that is that people are left out. People are left behind, left in the street, and it's like we don't care. And I care, and I would like to make sure that our politicians, legislative people like municipals and city councillors and all that be aware that when they take decisions or write down a rule, that they take in consideration that that rule does not create more inequalities and leave people behind.
Yes, for sure. That's something I've spoken to various community organizations over the last couple of months, and they've all expressed to me that it's a really vulnerable time for a lot of people here in the community. So what do you hope to see happen in the future to address poverty here in the region?
Well, you know, it's been many years that lots of groups have been asking for some kind of change, because it just seems not right that we leave people behind like that. And yesterday I was privileged to be at an event in Bromont, and that event was addressed to all our municipal elected, provincial elected. We had a presentation from Dr. Arruda, who presented a plan from his government to prevent health problems, you know. And in this plan, there's a serious concern about poverty, and it is mentioned. We've also heard Dr. Jenny Hull, who talked to us about a scientific research that reveals how inequalities affect our health. And this presentation was really eye-opening, because it showed us things like the way people are desensitized.
Yes.
You know, the way people have so much problems with their own stuff that they don't have time to think of all the others. So it's not inclusive to do this. And it's not healthy, because it just creates more inequalities. You want to keep the stuff you have. You want to be able to buy some stuff, because, you know, our society is built on that. It's your value is how much stuff you own. So that's a little crazy, and that leaves a lot of people behind. Then we had health director from the CIUSSS, and they talked to us about the memoir that they've sent to the government. A memoir that talks to the government about how poverty affects our health, and how if they were to address poverty instead, they would have reduced health costs, because this inequality, this poverty that we're living in today, creates mental health problems that are costly to the state. And we see the hospital being débordée. We see the nurses are run so far that they break out, you know. So, yeah, that's why I'm here.
You just want to see people take action. You want to see the government take action and finally move on things.
And I want the people to realize that they can vote. They can vote for the government that will take action. Now, I don't know who's going to do that, because over the many years, we've seen so many actors promise so many things, yet nothing is due, you know, like housing is way behind on schedule. We should be building more housing. And we are, Cowansville here is many building sprouting out, but they're not aimed to people with low income. They're aimed for people that have the money, that have the, you know, it's quite costly to pay $1,000 for a 3.5. It's something I can't afford. And I'm a worker. I'm autonome, self-employed.
Yes.
Okay, and I take whatever contract comes my way. And my wages are really low because of that. It's not constant and all that. Yet I love what I do. But I'm also very concerned about the fact that I don't make enough money to live. So I'm out here in the street giving my time, like so many others here. And we just want our government to act and change that situation.
Well, thank you so much, Peter. I really just wanted to get some comments from you, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention that you think people should be aware of here in our community.
Yes, for sure. Just open your eyes and look and make sure that no one's left behind. Because what we see in different cities across Canada is quite terrible with the fentanyl thing and the drugs and the alcohol that they fall into. Yesterday, Dr. Arruda played a game about what would you do if you were in this situation? And he had so few money in this game to live, that he resorted to buy a beer and trying to forget what situation he's in. So, you know, we've created this. Let's change it.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Peter. I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
I also spoke with a member from the Centre des Femmes des Cantons in Cownsville, who highlighted the realities that some of their clientele are facing during this time, how the situation has impacted its organization and the community at large.
Thank you so much for sitting down with CIDI today to chat with us here at this event for the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty. I really appreciate it. And I was just wondering if you could please start off by just introducing yourselves to our listeners.
Sure. My name is Christine Soriol, and I work at the Women's Center in Cowansville, Centre Femmes des Cantons. I've been working there for 20 years. And actually, the situation over the years has got worse and worse for everybody, but for women mainly. There's a problem. I figure that to put it simply, the biggest problem is the way the redistribution of wealth isn't really done by our governments, and it's their main objective, actually. It's their purpose, absolutely. And we see in many areas crises are everywhere. The housing, the food, you know, the markets, the food market, the prices are extremely high. And women who work at minimum wage are visiting the food counters.
Yeah, the food banks.
Food banks, thank you, yeah. So there's a problem. There's a... And our governments need to do something about it. And that's mainly... That's why locally we're trying to show the population of Cowansville here, that we're there and that we need to stand up and make our governments act.
And perhaps maybe you could highlight the Centre des Femmes des Cantons a little bit and perhaps what you do for the community here, for people who might not be aware.
Yeah, actually we give services. We accompany women in the need that they have, in things that they need to do. We accompany them. We have many activities to get them to be together and end loneliness.
So to break isolation.
Break isolation, exactly. And to for them to realize at the contact of the other women that, oh, I'm not alone, and I can they can rebuild their réseau.
Their social network.
Social network. Thank you for your help. the workers at the Women's Center are very welcoming, but the women at the Women's Center, the participants, are super welcoming. And people say that at the Women's Center, they feel like kind of an oasis.
Yes.
Of acceptance and of non-judgment. And we're so proud to hear that, because that's our goal,
yeah.
To take women the way they are and accept them and help them to develop all their potential.
And I'm sure as someone who works at the Santé Femmes de Canton, you've seen how the situation has probably affected some of the participants that go to your center.
Absolutely. We've seen many things. One thing that we saw that we hadn't seen before was during the pandemic was the, I don't know in English, fracture numérique, the fact that some women didn't have, because we had activities on the net,
yeah.
We had virtual activities, yeah. And some women didn't have a laptop, they didn't have cell phones, they didn't have tablets. And so we saw, or they didn't have internet. So we saw that there was a problem there. They felt even more isolated because we couldn't
reach them, basically.
Exactly. The only way we could reach them was by phone. But the activities that we were conducting, that we could conduct, were virtual.
But some women couldn't afford the technology or the Wi-Fi connection, or
exactly, either financially or with the knowledge. They were they didn't know about the net. But we're working on that right now. And yeah, we see for all women, whether they're on welfare or working, we see that their pouvoir d'achat has dropped.
Yeah, that they can't consume as much or go out and purchase as much.
Yeah. And when I say consume, I mean basic necessities, absolutely. Yeah, and the housing particularly, it breaks our hearts when women call us to tell us that they are looking for a place, for an apartment. And there's very little we can do, you know? And the ones that are free are extremely expensive. So yeah, so we live a crisis, especially at the moment.
Yeah, so the Santé Femmes de Canton is really just trying to help those women that are coming in, to help them through the process, basically, to get on their feet.
Absolutely, that's what we do. And all the organizations that are present today, I'm happy that we're there for people, you know, because at least there's that. We're part of the social net, yes. Social, you know.
Well, those are all the questions that I have from you, but please feel free to mention anything else, perhaps maybe why this day is so important for you. I know that you work at the Santé Femmes de Canton, so you see it every day playing out.
Actually, I'm going to tell you, I'm sad that this day is still that important, since the National Assembly had all parties had voted for measures to end poverty, you know, to end social discrimination and poverty. So I'm really sad that this day is still that, and even more important nowadays. We're not going the right way. It's getting worse. It's not getting better. It should get better. So I don't know if I answered your question.
No, you definitely did. There shouldn't even be, we shouldn't even have to have a data radic. It shouldn't even exist to begin with, is basically what you're trying to say.
Absolutely. Exactly. So but we're going to be there as long as it takes.
Well, thank you so much again. I really appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thanks. Thanks to you for being here.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.